أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعادا وثمود وقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين. وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين. فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا. وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. إن الله يعلم ما يدعون من دونه من شيء وهو العزيز الحكيم. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. Going through the surah, Surah Al-Ankabut, which is the spider web, and we're going to start today from ayah number 38. And some brothers were requesting me to change the format of the tafsir, and I suggested that they should take a Quran so that they follow along, inshallah. So if you can get hold of a Quran, some brothers, and follow along, that would be good, inshallah. So Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah number 38. In the previous lessons, we talked about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, and Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. And in those stories, we heard how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the prophets who advised their people. And when the advice of the prophets was not followed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a punishment to the people so that Allah could teach them and the people that come afterwards a lesson. The same theme is continuing, and more nations are mentioned in the verse that follows. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "An Aad and Thamud," meaning, "And remember Aad and remember Thamud." وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Indeed, it has been opened for you their masakin. Masakin means the places of abode. This is a plural of maskan. Maskan means place, a place where a person stays, a place where a person resides. And the plural of it is masakin. So, Aad and Thamud, this was the name of the nations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ. Whenever you get قَدْ before a past tense, it is for stress, to stress a point. So, تَبَيَّنَ means opened up or clarified. So, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ, indeed, it has been clarified, مِن, from, مَسَاكِنِهِمْ, their residences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the residences of the people of Aad and also the residences of the people of Thamud. The people of Aad, they used to reside in a place called Al-Ahqaf, and this is in Yemen, which is south of what we know today as Saudi Arabia, and it is close to Hadramaut. Ahqaf is where the people of Aad used to stay. And Thamud, there are two opinions as to where they were. One opinion is that their residences where they used to stay is a place which is in current day Saudi Arabia, and it is known as the Madain Salih. Madain Salih. And it is reported in some riwayat that the Prophet ﷺ, he used to indicate to the Sahaba that these are the ruins of the people of Salih alayhi salam, the people of Thamud, and he used to tell the people to make a lot of istighfar and to hurry up and rush towards or rush away from the people or the places which have been punished. And the ironic thing is, in this day and age, what we tend to do is go to these places and visit them and go sightseeing at these places where the Prophet ﷺ used to tell the people that you should rush away from them and try not to stay too long because these places are cursed. So one opinion is that it was a place known as Madain Salih, which is in current-day Saudi Arabia. And the other opinion is, it is in Jordan, the place which is known as Petra. And in both places you find remnants or ruins of places which have been carved out of rocks. And the specific thing that the people of Thamud were famous for was the fact that they used to be able to carve their buildings and palaces and so on and so forth out of the rocks and out of the mountains. So it could be either one of those places. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Their masakin, their residences, have been made clear to you, have been made open to you. تَبَيَّنَ, the root word is ba, ya, and noon. And here it has been taken into tafa'ul. And lakum is lam harfu jar, and kum is a pronoun for you, mim masakinihim, from their masakin, their residences. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaytan, he beautified their deeds for them. The shaytan beautified their deeds for them. Meaning, the shaytan made them think that what they're doing is great. The people of Aad, they were basically very, very proud of the fact that they had been given a lot of strength, a lot of power. It is a very common phrase mentioned in the Quran when people, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people of Aad, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is more powerful than us? And this is a lesson for all people that come who have pride of the power and the armies and so on and so forth that they have, that, you know, there is no point in saying this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought many, many superpowers before you, and He brought many, many people who made the same claim before you, but ultimately, when they continued to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them very, very severely. Because the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much greater than the power of any superpower, which we'll hear later on in the verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the shaytan beautified their deeds for them, meaning made them think that they're on the right path. And this is one of the misconceptions that a lot of people have. That if I am in a very good situation, then it must mean that Allah is happy with me. I am making money, I have a good job, and I have a beautiful house, and so on and so forth. So Allah must be happy with me. That's why He's given me all these things. Allah's punishment is not coming down upon me. That's why Allah must be happy with me. Okay, but this is the trick of shaitan. He makes you think that everything is okay, everything is rosy, so Allah is happy. But this is not the case. Because the riches of this world and being successful in this world is not a criteria for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use that as a determination for a person's success. Look at the richest people. We hear also about Fir'aun today, how he was the richest and the most powerful king of the time to a degree that he used to claim he is God. And Qarun also, he was the richest person of his time. And also, like we are hearing now, Aad and Thamud, they used to be very, very powerful in their own ways. Aad, they used to be powerful in their strength. And Thamud, they used to be powerful in their engineering and their genius in making beautiful buildings and carving them out of rocks. So the shaytan beautified their deeds for them and tricked them into thinking that you must be on the right path. Otherwise, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing you with so much? Okay. So, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. زَيَّنَ means, he beautified. لَهُمْ, for them. A shaytan, we know what shaytan is. أَعْمَالَهُمْ, their deeds. So the shaytan beautified for them their deeds. أَعْمَال is a plural of course, عَمَل. And the root word is عَيْن, مِيم, and لَام. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. So therefore, he prevented them from the right path. Fa It means, so therefore, صَدَّ, he stopped them or prevented them, هُمْ, he prevented them, عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, from the path, meaning, and this means, the right path. وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ, while they were fully aware of it. مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ is from the word basar. The root word is basar, means to see, okay, to see everything. مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ meaning they were fully aware of what they're doing. They're fully aware they're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're disobeying the Prophet, and yet they continued on this path of misguidance. So again, the translation is, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. And the shaitan, he had beautified for them their deeds, and he stopped them from the right path while they were fully aware. وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. And Qarun, and Fir'aun, and Haman. Qarun was a rich person from the Bani Israel, and we heard his story in the end of Suratul Qasas, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so much that even the keys of his treasures were lifted by who? By either very strong men, or camels had to lift the keys to the treasures. So if the keys were that much, then can you imagine how much his treasures would be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him and sucked him into the ground because of his arrogance and because he did not want to use his wealth to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun, of course we know who that was. Haman was the wazir of Fir'aun. He was one of the advisors of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed both of them at the same time in the sea when they tried to cross it following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Indeed, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to them with proofs, with open proofs. So these were all in Bani Israel, and they were around at the time of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam came to advise them and guide them. And I just mentioned before, وَلَقَدْ, wa is and, la is for stressing a point, and also qad is to stress a point. Ja'a, came, he came. Ahum, to them. Indeed, he came to them. Who came to them? Musa. Musa came to them, bil bayyinat, bil, with bayyinat, proofs. Bayyina is the singular, and the real actual meaning of bayyina is something which is very clear. Okay, al-amru bayyin. This is a phrase used in Arabic, that the situation is very, very clear. I mean, it's so clear. And when we use the word bayyina in the Quran, it means a clear proof. A clear proof or a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bayyina is the singular, and bayyinat is the plural. So indeed, Musa alayhi salam came to them with proof. Ja'a, the root word is jim, ya, and hamza. Jim, ya, and hamza is the root word, and it was changed into ja'a. And the root word of bayyin is ba, ya, and nun, bayyina. Fastakbaru fil ard. So they were arrogant on the earth. Fastakbaru fil ard. They were arrogant on the earth. Istikbar, the root word is from kaf, ba, and ra. We have Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So istakbara means to be arrogant. And this istakbara is used continuously for the shaytan when he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin. The root word is kaf, ba, and ra. And remember that istif'al, istakbara, it is used for when a person thinks himself something. Okay, so here it means istakbara, he thinks himself to be big. So he is basically arrogant. Fastakbaru fil ard, they became arrogant on the earth. Fi, in, al ard, the earth. So Musa alayhi salam came to them with proofs. Fastakbaru, they became arrogant on the earth. Wa ma kanu sabiqeen. And they were not to be sabiqeen means they were not going to be beat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not, when you compete with somebody, you are making sabaqah, meaning you are competing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were not about to beat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever they were doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ وَمَا كَانُوا means they did not, or they were not to be. مَا نَافِيَ, it's a negative. كَانُوا actually means they were. Okay, but when you say مَا كَانُوا, they were not سَابِقِينَ, taking the lead or being at the forefront or winning. And the root word of سَابِقِينَ is سِين, ba, and قَاف. So Allah says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ. So all of them, we grabbed, we punished for their sins. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ. كُلًّا, everyone. كُلُّ النَّاس, all of the people. كُلًّا, all of them. أَخَذْنَا, we punished. The root word is أَلِفْ, خَا, and ذَال. And أَخَذْنَا, we punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished. بِ, for ذنب. ذنب is sin. بذنب, for his sin. So all of them we punished for his sin. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. So some of them we sent upon them حَاصِب. We sent upon them a strong wind. And the root word of حَاصِب is حَصَب. حَا, صَاد, and بَا. And when you حَصَب, It means actually the pebbles. But hasib means that kind of a wind which is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is so strong that it even picks up rocks and it picks up stones and it makes them fly. That's what hasib is. So Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. So some of them was such that we sent upon them hasib, this very strong wind. And if you look at the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them, go back to the previous verses, Ard, Thamud, Qarun, Fir'aun, and Haman, in the same order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about their punishments. So some of them, Allah says, we sent upon them this strong wind. Okay? And this has been mentioned in Surah Al-Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the wind. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا سَرَعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them this strong wind for سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 7 nights and 8 days. And it continuously pounded them until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were lying like tall palm trees, unconscious and basically destroyed. So these were the people that they used to claim man ashaddu minna quwwa. All it needed was a strong wind. Like, you know, this country we have, just a couple of years ago, nobody could imagine that a disaster like the hurricanes, like Katrina and Rita, could strike this country and leave so much damage. Okay? And we are supposed to be the superpower of the world. But the superpower is nothing in front of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some of them, we sent upon them. أَرْسَلْنَا, we sent. And the root word is ra, seen, and lam. عَلَيْهِ, upon him, حَاصِبًا, the strong wind. وَمِنْهُمْ, and some of them, مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةً. الصَّيْحَة, punish them. Sayha, the root word is صَاحَ يَصِيحُ صَاد يَا أَنْ حَا. And it means a scream. A scream, punish them. A scream, punish them. So, وَمِنْهُمْ, and from them, مَنْ, there was who, أَخَذَتْهُ. أَخَذَتْ means she took or she punished him. Asayha, and akhadat is referring to asayha, because asayha is feminine, so akhadat is also feminine. So asayha, the scream, punished them, and this is referring to the people of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And some of them were such that we pulled them or sucked them into the ground. And again, khasafa, khasafna means we to entrench and to push into the ground, to suck into the ground. The root word is kha, seen, and fa. Khasafna. We suck them into the earth. Al-ard means the earth and the land. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And some of them, we drown them. And أَغْرَقْنَا, the root word is of course غَيْن, رَا, and قَاف. غَرَقْ. In Urdu we say, something, somebody who drowns, غَرَقْ هُو گیا. غَرَقْ. So this is from that. Okay. أَغْرَقْنَا, we drown them. We drown them. We drowned. Okay, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا, and some of them we drowned. So this is referring to قَارُون and هَمَان. فِرْعَون and هَمَان. قَارُون was sucked into the ground. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. So the question is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do dhulm upon them? Was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being unjust with them? So the answer, Allah says, no. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. It was not appropriate for Allah to make dhulm upon them. So Allah did not do dhulm upon them. Allah did not do them injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them for a reason. So, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ, and Allah did not لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ, punish them or make dhulm upon them or oppress them. The root word of لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ, ظَا, لَام, and مِيم. لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ, make dhulm upon them. وَلَكِنْ, but. Walakin means but. And in Urdu we say lakin. So this is walakin. Lakin. Okay. Kanu, they, anfusahum, themselves, yadhlimun, they themselves did dhulm upon themselves. They did oppression upon themselves, and they did injustice upon themselves. They did dhulm themselves. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. It was not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being unjust with them. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes very, very severely, and we should learn a lesson from this. And to further stress the point of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as compared to the power of these so-called superpowers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example that you may have heard many, many times before. Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The example of those people that take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as awliya. Awliya is helper or friend or very close friend. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. It's like the example of a spider. Okay? So, مَثَل means the example. So, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ, the example of those, الَّذِينَ, those, اتَّخَذُوا, that took, and the root word is أَخَذَ, and it has been turned into اتَّخَذَ, that they took, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, other than Allah, أَوْلِيَاءَ, friends or helpers, كَ is like, مَثَل, the example of, العنكبوت, a spider. Okay, I've heard this thing being said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned al-ankabut in the Quran, and it's a feminine word, and only the female spider web, it spins the web. And this is true to a certain degree, but actually if you do research on this subject, male spiders can also make webs. But the according to what I've read, the male spiders, they stop making webs once they reach maturity. Okay, so the majority of the time, the ones that makes the web are female spiders. But it's not just a cut and dry thing that only the female spiders make the spider web. Males and females can do it, but the majority of the time, it is done by females. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example and says that those people that take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as friends and helpers, they're just like that spider web. That spider web, what does it do? اتخذت بيتا. It makes a house, or it takes a house. اتخذ actually means to take a house, meaning it will make a house and use it as a house. اتخذت, it's again from أخذ, بيتا, a house. وَإِنَّ, and indeed, أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ, the softest of houses. The word, root word is وَاوْ, هَا, and نُون. And awhan means the softest of houses. Al-buyut is the plural of bayt. The softest of houses is indeed labaytul ankabut. Lam here is for taqeed, is indeed the house of the spider. The house of the spider. Indeed, the softest of houses is the house of the spider. Awhan, the root word is waw ha and noon, and it means the soft thing, a very gentle thing. And the awhan, the gentlest thing, the gentlest or the softest thing. Like akbar is from kabara, akbar, the greatest. Awhan, it is the softest. Okay, so the softest of the houses is indeed the house of the spider. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only they knew. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only they knew. لَوْ means if. كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ They, it actually really, in, linguistically if you do it, the translation, كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ They knew. So, if they knew, if only they knew, this is the lesson that we have to learn from all of the previous nations that came before us, and even the events that happened to us in this day and age, we learn that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no power can fight. No power can fight the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing we have to learn. In front of Allah, all of us superpowers, or so-called superpowers, are just like that spider web that can just be shaken off with a small napkin or a duster. Okay? That's how powerful we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they are calling other than Him from anything. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all of our weaknesses, and He knows all of the fabrications we have in terms of making ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the strong iman would dictate that in all circumstances we turn only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the weakness of our iman is such that what happens to us, we turn to everything first. Okay, just imagine a person becomes sick, for example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all forms of sickness. But if a person becomes sick, then what does he do? Okay, he makes an appointment with the doctor first, and then he will make the appointment. The doctor says that you need to have some further investigation. You need to go see a specialist. And he goes to see the specialist. The specialist says, does the research and everything, and says, well, you know, I can't do anything for you. Go to the third person. So you see all of these situations, and you see that a person, he goes to all of the people involved in curing his sickness, and ultimately when all of them say, no, we cannot do anything for you, then comes the turn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we must make dua. Okay, but the real thing should be that in all circumstances, we should first and foremost turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to fulfill our needs and to, fulfill our needs and to cure us, for example, in this situation that I've just mentioned, from our sicknesses. Okay, in all situations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what they are calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِن شَيْءٍ All forms of calling, or even a small form of calling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. So, إِنَّ Indeed, Allah يَعْلَمُ He knows مَا يَدْعُونَ That they are calling min dunihi, other than Him, min shay, even a small amount. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ And He is Al-Aziz, He is the Almighty, and Al-Hakim, He is the Wise. Al-Aziz is from the word Izzah, the root word Ayn, Za and Za, and Al-Hakim, the Wise, the root word Ha, Kaf and Meen. Al-Hakim meaning the Wise. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ And these are the examples that we explain to the people. The examples that we gave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the example of Aad, the people of Thamud, the people of Fir'aun, and Fir'aun himself, and Haman, and Qarun, and Madian and the people of Lut, look what happened to them. Where did they end up? And then furthermore, you know, you don't have to look far. Just look at this century, all of the turmoil that we've had. We've had, just recently, we've had the downfall of Iraq and the dictator that was in charge of Iraq. What happened to him ultimately? And before that, the downfall of communism in Russia and the downfall of the whole system that was upheld for 70 years and ultimately failed. And how Russia was split up into little pieces. And recently, the earthquakes that have happened in Pakistan and the tsunami that happened in Indonesia and Sri Lanka and so on and so forth. These things happen right before our eyes. True, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these examples from the previous nations, but also we have to take examples from the things that we see in front of our eyes. So Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And these are the examples that we explain for the people. تِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ, these are the examples. أَمْثَالُ is the plural of مَثَلْ. Al-amthal, example, and we use the same word in Urdu, misal ke taur pe, amthal, okay, these are the examples, nadribuha, that we explain, and the word daraba, it means actually to hit, but when it's used with mathal, it means to give an example, to explain an example. We explain them, the word daraba is the root word there, linnas, for the people. Lam for and nas for the people. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. But who understands these examples? The people who have knowledge, the people who take the Quran to be a knowledge, and who reflect, who in everything that they see, they have a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within that thing. Those are the ones that will understand. Otherwise, you can give a million examples. If a person has no iman, he has no faith, then he's not going to take it as an example. The earthquake is just going to be a natural occurrence. Tsunami is going to be a natural occurrence. Hurricane is going to be because of global warming, and so on and so forth. You know. So, وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And nobody understands it, إِلَّا, except الْعَالِمُونَ, the knowledgeable people. So, مَا يَعْقِلُهَا, مَا is nafia, negative ma, ya'qilu, understand, from that the word, the root word is aql, to understand something, and again we have that root word in Urdu, aql, ya'qiluha, understand it, ha, it, illa, except, al-alimun, al-alim, al-alim we have, what does that mean? A knowledgeable person, a scholar, and al-alimun is the plural of al-alim. So وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And nobody will understand it except the people who have knowledge. So with this we complete the lesson. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.